The Committee on Judiciary will now come to order. Lisa, please call the roll.
Chair Yarborough.
Here.
Vice Chair Burton.
Here.
Senator DeSigley.
Here.
Senator Gates.
Here.
Senator Hooper.
Here.
Senator Leek. Senator Osgood.
Here.
Senator Pasadomo.
Here.
Senator Polsky.
Here.
Senator Trumbull. Quorum is present.
Thank you, Lisa. Just a reminder to everyone, please silence your electronic devices, and anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office so we can receive that. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. Good afternoon, committee members. We have four bills in front of us today for consideration. We will first go to tab two and take up Senate Bill 300 by Senator Roussan. And that relates to public records regarding the appellate court clerks and their spouses and children. Senator Roussan, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. This is a public records exemption, Senate Bill 300 for appellate clerks. Last year, the legislature enacted a public records exemption for the personal information of trial court clerks due to increasing threats of harm and harassment from litigants and others. This bill expands that exemption to include clerks of the appellate courts, which includes district courts of appeal and Supreme Court, who face similar threats and harassment in near identical roles serving the appellate courts of this state. The exemption will provide protection for the personal information of appellate clerks commensurate with such protections provided to their colleagues who serve as clerks in the Florida trial courts. And that's the bill.
Thank you, Senator Roussan, having explained the bill. Senators, do we have any questions? Questions on the bill? Okay, seeing none. Senator Roussan, we did have one amendment, Amendment Barcode 158546, by Senator Roussan. My understanding is we would like to withdraw that amendment.
At this time.
Okay. Seeing no objection, we will show that amendment withdrawn. So we are on the bill as not amended. We have one appearance form, and that is from Judge Clay Roberts, Florida Conference of DCA Judges, waiving in support. Okay. And that is our only appearance form. Members, do we have any debate? Senators wishing to debate. Okay. Senator Leek, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you. I'm not a huge fan of public record exemptions, except in the instance where someone didn't sign up for that. And because of the accessibility of information we have today, and because of, you know, particularly clerks whose names are out there in the public on just about every document, they didn't sign up for that type of harassment and those type of threats. And because of the accessibility of the information, particularly their names, and the information regarding where they live and their phone numbers, I'm inclined to support this today because, quite frankly, I don't think anybody has signed up for that type of harassment. So I'm in favor. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional debate? Okay. Seeing none, Senator Roussan, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Waive close.
Senator Roussan, having waived close, Lisa, please call the roll on Senate Bill 300.
Senator DeSigley?
Yes.
Senator Gates?
No.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Leek?
Yes.
Senator Osgood?
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo?
Yes.
Senator Polsky?
Yes.
Senator Trumbull? Senator Burton?
Yes.
Chair Yarborough?
Yes.
8 yeas, 1 nay.
Thank you, Lisa. We will show Senate Bill 300 reported favorably. Thank you. Senator Roussan, the second bill you have before us today, members, that's under tab 3. It is Senate Bill 302 on public records for the Judicial Qualifications Commission. Senator Roussan, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Public Records Judicial Qualifications Commission. Senate Bill 302 creates a public records exemption for the personal information of current and former employees of the Judicial Qualifications Commission. The JQC, as it is often referred to, is the independent body charged with investigating and prosecuting allegations of misconduct against judges. The JQC routinely receives complaints against judges from litigants who are dissatisfied with adverse results in court proceedings. The JQC employees who receive and investigate these complaints have experienced online doxing of their personal information, threatening phone calls and emails, and social media intimidation from complainants who are dissatisfied with the JQC's resolution of their complaints, causing employees to fear for their safety. To reduce opportunities for out-of-office harassment and intimidation by dissatisfied complainants, this exemption will provide the same measure of protection to the personal information of JQC employees that is afforded to other justice system partners who exercise investigative and prosecutorial authority, such as state attorneys, agency investigators, and inspector generals. That's the bill.
Thank you, Senator Usen, having explained the bill. Senators, any questions? Questions? Seeing no questions, we have one appearance form. Brian Teagle, Executive Director of the JQC, waving in support. That's our only appearance form. Thank you. Senators wishing to debate. Any debate? Okay, seeing none, Senator Usen, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Senator Usen, having waved close, Lisa, please call the roll on Senate Bill 302.
Senator DeSigley?
Yes.
Senator Gates?
No.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Leak?
Yes.
Senator Osgood?
Yes.
Senator Passademo?
Yes.
Senator Polsky?
Yes.
Senator Trumbull?
Yes.
Senator Burton?
Yes.
Chair Yarbrough?
Yes.
9 yeas, 1 nay.
Thank you. By your vote, Senate Bill 302 will be reported favorably. Thank you, Senator Rusin. Thank you. Okay, at this time, members, we will turn to tab one. We will take up Senate Bill 262 on trusts by Senator Berman. Senator Berman, good afternoon. You are recognized to explain the bill.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 262 provides technical clarifications and changes to several provisions of the Florida Trust Code to eliminate areas of uncertainty among practitioners and to provide consistency in application of the probate code. There are four changes in the bill, and these are very much in the weeds. So I apologize in advance, but I want to explain all the four changes. So the first part is we make clarifications to trust decanting, and that is pouring trust assets into a new trust. What we do on the area of decanting is we say a trustee is expressly authorized to modify the terms of the first trust to create or fund a second trust that is able to make distributions to a beneficiary. And then we say that the trustee who does that decanting will not be considered a settlor of the second trust and can therefore be a trustee of the second trust. That's the first change. The second change clarifies that a successor trustee cannot bring an action against a former trustee to the extent that the trust beneficiaries are barred from bringing the action. So if the beneficiary can't bring it, the trustee can't. The third change reconciles a difference between the Florida Probate Code and the Florida Trust Code by providing that redemption by satisfaction also applies to revocable trusts. Redemption by satisfaction is a term that refers to the cancellation of a gift or distribution of an asset because the asset has already been given to the recipient. So if you already gave it to them, you've already redempted it. And what this says about that is these gifts from a trust are considered satisfied or redeemed only if there's a written statement made either in the terms of the trust, in a contemporaneous statement that the gift is to be deducted from the devise, or when the recipient actually acknowledges in writing that it's been satisfied. Basically, this is already in the Florida Probate Code. We're putting it now in the Trust Code, making them the same. And then the fourth area, is regards community property. We passed this bill in 2021, and the people have had a chance to use it. And one of the things they found is that we wanted to clarify that transferring homestead property into a community trust is not a change of ownership for the purpose of reassessing the value of the homestead property. Therefore, property appraisers cannot reassess the value when that happens. So those are the four changes. Mr. Chair, there is one amendment.
Thank you for explaining the bill, Senator Berman. We'll go ahead and move to that amendment. and then we'll come back for questions if senators have any. So we have amendment barcode 762740, and you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It is a technical amendment which was recommended by committee staff, and what it says is that the changes in this bill to the trust code are clarifying provisions and remedial in nature such that their retroactivity is permissible, and that is the amendment.
Thank you for explaining the amendment. Senators, any questions on the amendment? Any questions? Okay, seeing none. We have no appearance forms on the amendment. Senators wishing to debate on the amendment? Okay, seeing none, without objection, we will show that amendment adopted. So we're back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended? Okay, seeing none, we do have one appearance form waiving in support, Sarah Butters with the Real Property Probate and Trust Law section of the Florida Bar. Sarah waiving in support. That's our only appearance form. Senators wishing to debate. Any debate on the bill as amended? All right, seeing none, Senator Berman, you're recognized to close.
Wave close. I think I went into the weeds enough.
We appreciate the explanation. All good. Thank you, Senator Berman, having closed on the bill. Lisa, please call the roll for CS for Senate Bill 262.
Senator DeSigley?
Yes.
Senator Gates?
Yes.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Leak?
Yes.
Senator Osgood?
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo?
Yes.
Senator Polsky?
Yes.
Senator Trumbull?
Yes.
Senator Burton? Chair Yarbrough?
Yes.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
By rote, CS for Senate Bill 262 will be reported favorably. Thank you, Senator Berman.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll stand in a brief informal recess until Senator Rodriguez joins us for our final bill. Senators, we'll go ahead and resume our meeting. We are now to tab 4, Senate Bill 322 on property rights by Senator Rodriguez. Senator Rodriguez, good afternoon. You're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Vice Chair, and members of the committee. This bill creates a nonjudicial procedure for a property owner to request that the county sheriff immediately remove an unauthorized person from commercial real estate property. This procedure is like procedures in existing law for the removal of an unauthorized person from a residential property. As you all may recall, we recently passed a squatter's bill on residential properties, so this would basically be for commercial properties, and that is the bill.
Okay, thank you, Senator Rodriguez. We do have two amendments. You are recognized to first explain amendment barcode 188398.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment extends existing law related to the removal of unauthorized persons on residential property. The amendment adds to the complaint form an express authorization for the sheriff to use reasonably necessary force to enter the property, search the property, and remove any unauthorized persons. And the amendment also corrects a cross-reference to the penalties, and that is the amendment.
Thank you. Questions on this amendment? Any questions? Questions? Okay. Seeing none, we have no appearance forms on the amendment. Any debate on the amendment? Okay. Seeing none, Senator Rodriguez, you recognized to close?
Wave close.
Thank you. And without objection, we will show that amendment adopted. We're now on the second amendment, which is amendment barcode 696666 by Senator Rodriguez. You are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment adds a provision to the complaint form whereby the property owner expressly authorizes the sheriff to use reasonably necessary force to enter the property, search the property, and remove any unauthorized person. The amendment also corrects a cross-reference to the penalties for perjury, and that is the amendment.
Thank you. Questions on this amendment? Any questions? Okay, seeing none, we have no appearance forms on the amendment. Any debate on this amendment? Okay, seeing none, Senator Rodriguez, you recognize to close?
We've closed.
Senator Rodriguez, having waived closed, without objection, we will show the amendment adopted. We're now back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended? Questions on the bill's amendment? Okay, seeing none, we have one appearance form, J.P. Bell, Florida Realtors Association, waiving in support. Thank you. That's our only appearance form. Members wishing to debate? Any debate? Okay, seeing none, you're recognized to close.
Waive close.
Senator Rodriguez, having waived close, Lisa, please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 322.
Senator DeSigley?
Yes.
Senator Gates?
Yes.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Leak?
Yes.
Senator Osgood?
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo?
Yes.
Senator Polsky?
Yes.
Senator Trumbull?
Yes.
Senator Burton? Chair Yarbrough?
Yes.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Lisa. By your vote, CS for Senate Bill 322 will be reported favorably. Thank you, Senator Rodriguez. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today?
Yes, sir. Mr.
Senator Trumbull, you're recognized.
I'm sorry. I'm creating a little bit of a theme here today. But on tab 2, Senate Bill 300, I'd like to be shown as voting in the affirmative.
Without objection, we will show that adopted. Anyone else? Okay. And seeing no other business before the committee, Senator Osgood moves that we adjourn. Seeing no objection, we are adjourned. Thank you.